Hi, Peggy.
My question is, for the last 5 months, I have a son who is 19 years old. He's getting what you call exercise-induced urticaria, where when he starts to sweat, his whole body breaks out, and then within a half hour, it disappears.
And it's just gone again until he starts to sweat?
Yes. And it only happens when he exercises.
Okay. Well, as you know, urticaria, otherwise known as hives, comes as an allergic reaction. And could he be allergic to his sweat? Well, that's possible, but it's also possible that when he exercises, that something getting stirred up inside the body, for example, adrenaline gets stirred up, that is something he might be sensitive to. And I'm not kidding. It is possible for people to get sensitive to their own body constituents. For example, kids with ADHD, we check them routinely for hypersensitivity to the neurotransmitters. That's the little molecules that everybody has in their brains that carry the messages back and forth between the cells. And if we always find them to be hypersensitive to some of them. And when they're desensitized, their parents say they do so much better. So it really is possible, ma'am, for him to be allergic to something his own body is generating. Now, okay, so what does one do about that? Well, it's kind of hard to check for everything in the body that might be generated by exercise. And I suppose we could check him for sweat and see if that's doing it and then desensitize to that. But there's one other approach. And this comes, I am not kidding you now, from 1926, where a physician published in a journal that in a series of 61 people with urticaria, they just kept coming back, he gave them injections of the two major organs that are controllers of the immune system, and those happen to be thymus and spleen. All right, gave them those injections a few times. They quit having the hives. It was gone. And whatever was causing them wasn't known. So, apparently strengthening the immune system also helps against hives. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the program to someone, in 1993, using a version of this treatment became available here in these United States. Before that, it was illegal in our free country, even though it's harmless. And since that time, I know, here I'm really not kidding. Every individual who's had hives, who's been treated by a trauma clinic physician with the injections of the thymus and the spleen, has quit having hives. They just go away. And I'm sure there's going to be a first time when it doesn't work. Nothing works every time. But that's been with us since 1993, that treatment, when it became legal here. Doesn't hurt anybody. And, yep, the hives go away and stay away. So I hope that's helpful, ma'am. And I heard that there was some more problem with your equipment there, and you may not be on the line still, but I hope that answers it adequately enough for you to think of a direction in which to go. You could try finding what he's sensitive to and desensitizing. Could try just strengthening the immune system, and we have a lot of experience with that one.